The kids from Rat, Brad and John, KISM.
Apparently, they can't get back together. The reunion is off.
Yeah, they're having problems reuniting. But they were all together at a place that listener Sherilyn is very familiar with. I ran into a rock star. Those are the stories we're looking for this morning for a chance to win our Rockin' and Grillin' package, which includes a new grill.
Yeah, Judd and Black will be there tomorrow between 3:30 and 5:30 with the Q Series grill. We've got blue, we've got green, we've got silver, and the colors. You love them.
And then also tickets to see like a half dozen Rock and Roll Hall of Famers this summer and fall. Okay, Sherilyn, your rat story.
Well, I don't know necessarily if it's a run, and they came to the farm that I grew up on. They were, my brother used to work security for all kinds of places around here in Seattle, and he got to talking to the band Rat, and they needed a place to park their tour bus while they were traveling overseas, and he offered my parents' farm, and so they drove, I was a teenager back in the 80s, and they parked their tour bus on our farm and sat down and had dinner with us.
The rat, so you invited
the rats to your farm?
The band Rat parked their tour bus at your farm just because they needed they needed a place to park their tour bus.
Yeah, they liked my brother for some, I mean, my brother's very charismatic, but yeah, and they adored my dad because he was like, "All right, you hippies, I need to check your tour bus to make sure that you don't have any kind of weird drugs on there. Because I'm not losing my farm because you parked your bus here."
Well, they had to have had drugs. Yeah. I mean, how could
this is the height of Rat's power this in the middle of the 80s.
This is the 1980s. Yeah, how could they not have had drugs?
So, yeah, so they toured. It was 3.5 acres. They came and toured the farm. They sat down and had dinner with us. And
Did the band contaminate the crops in any way? Because, I mean, Rat in the 80s, man. They were.
I'm still trying to understand why they went to your farm. Why did they go to your farm?
My brother got to know a lot of people with security. He worked at the studios. He still has a band of his own, and he's in his 60s. So, yeah.
So your brother met them somehow, and they said, "Yeah, it'd be great for us to go to park our van at a farm, our bus at a farm, and hang out with some farm people."
Yeah, my farm was in the Kent Maple Valley area, so it was close-ish to SeaTac.
Gotcha.
It was a 20-25 minute drive,
and were they nice guys?
Oh, they were really sweet. They were very nice. You know, they put up with his kid sister, who was, you know, in her teens and going, "Holy crap, rats at my farm."
Do you remember anything about the tour bus?
It was big and long, and it had a kitchen on it, had sleeping quarters. It was very cool.
And how old were you at the time? Were you old enough for your friends to think that was cool?
No. I was old enough, but yeah, we lived out in the middle of the country, and so my closest friend was probably 8 miles away, and, you know, you didn't make a ton of phone calls because your brother, you know, who's 12 years older than you, is threatening your life because they just want to come and have you relax, so.
Okay, all right, well, that's good. Thank you, Sherilyn. Yeah, probably would have been a bigger story if Hank Jr. had parked his tour bus out there in the country than Rat. But still, Rat in the 80s.
Oh, man.
Holy cow.
They were living it up.
Yeah, they were.
I heard you earlier this morning talking to somebody off the air, and you started talking about Huey Lewis. And that reminded me of probably the first rock star encounter that I actually had. You know, there have been several with the radio station, all that, get to meet your heroes. But when I was a kid, probably about 15, we were in Santa Cruz, California, and I'm on the boardwalk, and I can see something's going on in the sand up north of the boardwalk. And so we go walking down there. There's some like trucks and a bunch of people. We go down there, and they're shooting the video, the Huey Lewis video. John, if this is it, bring mine up over here a little bit. Hey, remember this one? They're on the beach,
yeah,
and the guy's got
the
little fake shark thing,
right,
and all that.
Somebody's buried in the sand or something.
There was people,
and
now looking back at the video, I'm like, maybe this was just some prep shots day because there wasn't this many people on the beach. But it was funny. Went up, he was wearing his San Francisco Giants jacket. We got to talk to him for a couple minutes. I was like, man, I just met Huey Lewis. And he was big at that time.
Out of all the I ran into a rock star stories we've received this morning, there are some names that pop in more frequently. A lot of Sammy Hagars, a lot of, you know, lover boy type people, things like that. But there's a lot of Huey Lewis's. Carmen called us a few minutes ago to say, hey, Huey Lewis, if you live on the peninsula, you used to see him quite a bit out there. Huey's dad lived on the peninsula. I think she said it was in Port Angeles or in that area. And you would see Huey Lewis at a Costco or a Home Depot or something out there shopping for his dad or shopping with his dad.
So oh, that's cool.
His dad has since passed, but if you thought you saw Huey Lewis in a grocery store in Port Angeles in the 1980s or 90s, yeah, that probably was him since his old man was out there. Brad and John at KISM.com. I ran into a rock star. Could win you a bunch of tickets to see rock stars and a new grill, too, Judd and Black.